The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Coming up, we've got a lot of football, college football, to talk about tonight. Glad you're with us. The man is going to shepherd you through the night, the superstar himself, Brendan King.
Coach, what's going on? It's great to be with you and James Adams on a Saturday night. Plenty ahead on IST. We'll break down a busy day yesterday when it came to the Indiana Football State Tournament, as we will tell you who's coming up on regional weekend next week. We'll break down every single game. We'll tell you who's playing and when. We will take care of you as well. College football today, a busy one. We'll break down all three FBS games that we saw across the state. Purdue losing to Iowa 24-3. Indiana going down to Penn State 45-14, and right now, third quarter, 6.5 minutes to play. Notre Dame 14, Clemson nothing in South Bend. Notre Dame trying to beat Clemson in South Bend for a second straight time. Also tell you all about the Indianapolis Colts and the ball game they have tomorrow at New England. Rivalry renewed. Colts and the Patriots. Colts beat the Patriots at home a year ago, a final of 27-17. And Coach, you know it. It's college basketball season. Monday, college hoops begins. We will give you the games. We'll also let you know what's going to happen in the opening week of college hoops. Whole lot going on as well. The World Series 2. Busy night on IST. Coming up next.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Brendan King, what are you doing tonight? Your Irish are dazzling the world right now. I got to tell you, I'm surprised that they've shut out this vaunted Clemson offense to this point.
Coach, you're surprised. I'm shocked. I can't believe what I'm watching, but it's not a bad thing.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, not a bad thing. But no, everything's great, Coach. I got the Notre Dame game on to my right on the studio television. I've got the World Series on my laptop, and I've got a full IHSAA football state tournament bracket in front of me, so can't wait to talk about it.
All right, we might just do that. We got football to talk about. Rob Blackman's coming up a little later to talk about Purdue. Not a good day for them.
Nope.
Really not a good day for them at all.
No, Coach, and I'm sure Rob's going to talk about just the fact that the year started so positively for Purdue and quickly, and this is how it rolls in the Big Ten, I guess, in just major college football in general, but you take a couple steps back and it does not take much for it to catch up with you, right? Especially in the Big Ten. So that's what happened today.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And so we got Colts New England coming up tomorrow. It's not Colts New England back in the Brady Manning era, but it's still an important game for both teams. I think this is an incredibly important game for the Colts. I mean, you got to start finding answers because this season is slipping away from you.
It is, Coach. It's kind of funny you bring up the Brady and Manning thing because the quarterback matchup tomorrow, Mac Jones versus Sam Ellinger, you know, that's going to be a bottom-ranked quarterback matchup in the NFL this week. But keep in mind, just a couple years ago, Coach, if you got Mac Jones versus Sam Ellinger in college, you're probably getting the two most watched college football programs in the nation, right? You're getting Alabama and you're getting Texas. So just a couple years ago, Sam Ellinger versus Mac Jones, that's primetime stuff. And now it's just a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday in the NFL, but that's how she rolls. And nonetheless, Coach, it's a monstrous game. Sam Ellinger's first road start. No Jonathan Taylor. Thankfully, Quiddy Pay is back. But offensively, Coach, you saw even with Jonathan Taylor last week, the Colts still struggled. So they're going to need to play almost a perfect game probably if they're going to take a win from Bill Belichick on the road.
Yeah, and Belichick, obviously, everybody talks about his ability to take things away from different offenses, and it's not like he invented it, and people have given him mythical standard there because, you know, he's done it in the big games a lot of times. But that's exactly what you try to do, whatever coach, whatever sport, take away something that they do well and make them have to adjust. And be interesting to see how Mr. Ellinger responds to this type of approach from New England Patriot defense that's not overpowering by any means, but they're not bad.
No, I think that's a good way just to describe the Patriots. I mean, they're a 4-4 ball club, coach. They have not done anything really
for
to blow.
Reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They have not blown the doors off anybody, and you know they've still done enough to win some ball games. And Mac Jones, at time, you know, he was hurt, and it was Bailey Zappe who stepped in and played really well as the backup quarterback. Well, they're going back to Mac Jones, and you know what happened last week, coach, with the Patriots, both Zappe and Jones ended up playing. So you could see that tomorrow. And, you know, expectations-wise for the Colts, coach, I mean, Deion Jackson, I told you this a couple weeks ago, it's kind of hard to believe Deion Jackson is the highest-scoring Colts running back this year, which is just preposterous to say, right? That you have Jonathan Taylor and Nyheim Hines, but Deion Jackson has found a way to be the highest-scoring Colts running back this year, and he's going to be your starter tomorrow. So let's see.
I think these are two thoroughly average football teams, to be honest, which makes it a compelling, interesting matchup.
Right. Right. Again, coach, you got 3-4-1 against 4-4. That's a big reason of why it's a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday. It's probably you know, I'm not sure the announcer's assigned to that game yet, but I can tell you it's probably not going to be Jim Nance and Tony Romo, right? But
no, not at all. Again, my point, thoroughly average. that's what you're dealing with, Brendan King. All right, just keep your excitement under control about your Irish, okay?
Hey, trust me, coach. Trust me, coach. My first Notre Dame game was when I was 10 years old. I've learned not to get my hopes up too much, so we're doing okay.
I follow you. That's Brendan King every 15 minutes. He is absolutely the man. Coming up, we're going to talk football, going to talk some basketball. Got a busy week next week in basketball. Monday, New Orleans is at Butler. IUPUI is at Iowa State. Morehead State at IU. Green Bay's at Indiana State. Southern Indiana's at Missouri. Earlham's at Ball State. And then on Tuesday, Milwaukee at Purdue, just to start off the early week next week. Some hoops. So the convergence of hoops and football. More to come. Short break. We'll come back, talk some ball on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Hey, Brendan King, sorry to bother you. Give me an update on the Notre Dame game.
Coach, 14-0, 2:20 to play in the third quarter. Notre Dame has the ball in Clemson territory. I'll get you a spot. Notre Dame has the ball on the Clemson 36-yard line. It's third down, Irish up 2 touchdowns. So, Coach, at the very least, unless they turn the ball over, you hope you could get a field goal try. So maybe possibility to go up 3 scores in the ailing seconds of the third quarter. So I'll take it.
Okay.
You'll take it. Also, I do have an answer
that
for
is,
you.
Yeah.
I do have an answer for you. On the Colts broadcast tomorrow on CBS, you will have Greg Gumbel, which actually, you know what? You take Greg Gumbel for that game. That's not
He's an A-lister.
He's an A-lister,
Absolutely.
You take that.
Yeah, kind of like you. He's an A-lister.
Come on now.
Brendan King coming up soon. College basketball next week. Morehead State at IU. Tom Brew, Sports Illustrated Indiana, and other publications. It's an insane site. You need to go there. Read anything, everything you want to know about Hoosier sports. The one and only Tom Brew joins us. Hello, Tom. It's been a long time.
It has been, Bob. Back home again in Indiana. Glad to be back and very excited for what should be a great basketball season that gets ready to start on Monday night.
These guys are pretty good now. I mean, I hate to be the guy of the understatement, but they're understandably the expectations are pretty high for this bunch.
Sure. I mean, I wrote the other day that certainly the most excited this Indiana fan base has been in 10 years. I mean, since the preseason number one 2012-2013 team with Cody Zeller and Yogi and all the rest of them and Victor. And, I'm not putting that this group in that class yet.
Right.
But I think from an excitement level, this is as excited as Indiana's been in the last 10 years. There's been a lot of hard times, and even as popular as Indiana basketball is, I mean, the 4 years of Archie Miller really wore out this fan base, and Mike did a great job last year, and I think this team has got certainly the favorite to win the Big Ten, and I'm all in on that. I think they're the best team in the league, top to bottom.
Last year, they were victimized at times by not shooting the ball well from three. Those were issues that were addressed. Is this a team that you think can shoot the ball at the level they need to, or are you encouraged by that?
I am. Jalen Hood-Schifino, the freshman, who's very, very good. I mean, 6'5"-ish, 6'6", very long. He made all three of his three-point shots in the exhibition game on Thursday night. And others will do the same, I think. I've been encouraged. Trey Galloway's made a three in each of the two exhibition games. Mm-hmm. He's really worked hard on all summer long, just getting squared up to the basketball and getting more arc on his shots and just being a softer perimeter shooter. And he's looked good too. And I think they have that. But I also think, Bob, that sometimes too much gets made of how many points they score from three. It's
right.
You've got dominant inside players that very few people in this country can guard. If you're getting 20, 25 points a night from Trace Jackson Davis and they all come two at a time or one at a time, there's nothing wrong with that either. So.
Yeah, you do have one of the most difficult guys to guard in the country in the post, and obviously they're talking about moving him around more, getting him more involved in some things on the perimeter. So, Tom, I want you to hold on to that thought, okay? I want you to hang on through this scoreboard update, and we'll come back and talk about that. We have a scoreboard update coming up. Tom Brew will stay with us. We'll talk more about IU. They're at home in their opener on Monday night, the 7th, against Morehead State. And we come back after this scoreboard update on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Coach, thanks so much. Notre Dame, South Bend, 14-0. The Irish lead the number 4 Clemson Tigers. The Irish going for back-to-back wins over Clemson at home. Remember the last in 2020 during COVID? Trevor Lawrence couldn't play due to a positive COVID test, so a freshman, DJ Uiagalelei, had to play. Well, he's back under center tonight. 78 yards through the air. Irish have kept him calm, 13 of 19. On the ground, Clemson running back Will Shipley, 60 yards, but again, Clemson 0 points. The Irish getting it done, a touchdown run for Drew Pine, as well a punt return earlier this evening that came from Prince Colley. Drew Pine for the Irish is 8 of 16, 68 yards through the air. On the ground, Logan Diggs, another spectacular night, 15 carries, 90 yards. Audric Estime has rushed for 59. Scores from around the state. 24-3, Iowa beats Purdue. You'll hear from Tom Brew again momentarily. Number 15, Penn State takes down Indiana, 45-14. IU has lost 6 straight, are now 3-6 on the season. Elsewhere, North Dakota beat Indiana State 42-7. St. Thomas beats Valpo 34-7. Butler 26, San Diego 23. The Dogs win it out west on a 56-yard field goal at the buzzer. UIndianice win over William Jewell, 48-14. Marion only allows a safety, defeat Siena Heights, 24-2. And Lawrence Tech, they top St. Francis, 24-19. I'm Brendan King, Network Indiana.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We're going to rejoin Tom Brew in just a second, but let's head to South Bend, Notre Dame. Things are looking good in Notre Dame right now. Dr. Lynn Clark from Irish Illustrated. What's happening?
Just going into the fourth quarter, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame leading number 4 ranked Clemson 14-0 going into the fourth quarter. But the Irish on the last play of the third quarter get an interception, taking it to the Clemson 14-yard line. So Notre Dame threatening here in the red zone of Clemson. But right now it's been all Irish. The storyline in the game, Bob, has been the Notre Dame special teams, the defense, and the weather. Notre Dame special teams putting the Irish on the board first. A Jordan Botello block, who was caught by Prince Colley, who took it in the end zone for a touchdown. Drew Pine with a rushing touchdown. And right now, things are going the Irish way with 15 minutes remaining in the ballgame. And Notre Dame leading, 14-0.
Lynn, hopefully we'll get with you after the ballgame, but that's great news. So right now, Notre Dame leading Clemson. Lynn Clark, Irish Illustrated. Thank you, Dr. Clark. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Tom Brew from Sports Illustrated Indiana rejoins us. We're talking about IU basketball there at home for their opener Monday against Morehead State. Tom, we were talking about Trace Jackson Davis, one of the best players in the country, one of the most electrifying players, hard to guard, and it's a great way to start to build a team around. And you like the pieces around him, but still, he's the cornerstone of what they're trying to get done.
Yeah, no question about it. It was a nice, pleasant surprise that he decided to come back for his senior year. And he's certainly one of the best big men in the country. Incredibly quick, you know, a lot of talent. And just, you know, real excited to be back. And, you know, they've got Indiana returns more points and more minutes, you know, than anyone. And they're adding four freshmen to that class, to that team, that are all really good. Three of the four, Jalen Hood-Schifino and Malik Renaud, who were teammates at Montverde Academy and won two national championships down there in Florida. They've both been really good in both exhibition games. And C.J. Gunn, our Indianapolis kid from Loras North, is good too. He feels comfortable out there shooting the ball and still has a long way to go defensively, but he's been a nice piece too. So this is certainly a very deep team. It's going to be interesting to see what Mike Woodson does in regards to rotations when it comes to the meat of this schedule. But certainly a lot of talent there and a lot of different types of pieces. You know, these young kids are going to be playing a real critical role. I mean, I would think Jalen will start every game. And Malik started the first game when Trace sat out with a little minor hand injury. But Malik Renaud is really good, too. He's a 6'9 left-hander. He's going to remind a lot of people of Trace. But he's got a Big Ten body already, Bob. He's nice and strong and thick. And Trace told me the other day that when they go up against each other in practice, you know, that he's when Malik is guarding him, he's as physical as they come. So he's, I think they're going to be very Big Ten ready. And, of course, this non-conference schedule of Indiana is really good.
Yeah, it is. You know, the thing about them, Tom, is that, you know, you talked about their depth. I mean, everyone understands they have a lot of talented players. And it was great for Coach Woodson to be able to have that luxury. He can play literally any way he wants to. And there's always competition every day, making everybody better. And I think when you have that dynamic, it makes you a better basketball team. I think we all understand.
No question, because minutes will have to be earned. There won't. None of them will be given away freely. And I think this year, like if someone's struggling, there's no need to keep them out there. I mean, Xavier Johnson is the point guard on this team. We played really well the last third of the season, and everybody's expecting big things of him, but if he struggles at all, Jalen Hood-Schifino is going to be the point guard. And it's the same thing down deep. You know, if they're not getting much out of Race Thompson on a certain night, then Malik Renaud is going to come in right away. And, you know, there's plenty of options off the bench. There's plenty of ways to rotate around this team. And, you know, I think, you know, that's what's going to be interesting, this, to see who plays with who and when, and who's on the floor, and when the minutes really matter, especially late in games. You know, when we're going to learn a lot about this team. You know, with non-conference games, you know, basically every weekend, you know, against Xavier, North Carolina, Arizona, and Kansas.
Right.
You know, we're gonna learn, you know, a lot about how good this Indiana team is, and I think it's great.
I think it's great because last year's non-conference season wasn't nearly as challenging as this will be. But you're older. You have a veteran group. Why not challenge them as much as you can early? And I think they'll respond to it.
I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, in talking to the players already, I mean, they're very fired up about, you know, being on a national stage, like I said, pretty much every weekend against other high-power football programs. I mean, Kansas and North Carolina played for the national championship last year. It's, you know, North Carolina is, you know, considered by many to be the best team in the country this year. Kansas is a top five team, and, you know, Arizona and Xavier are both, you know, going to be top 20 teams too. And so the challenge is there. The, you know, trip to Las Vegas to play Arizona will be a lot of fun as well. So it's I love that they're playing a better schedule this year. I didn't mind it last year with a new coach and trying to learn a system
right.
along the way,
right.
But I think definitely now this year they're playing that schedule the way it is and having it broken up the way it is too. It's like, you know, November 18th, November 30th, December 10th, December 17th. You know, it's just it spreads out very, very nicely for a 3-4 week period where it's there's going to be something really, really, really big to look forward to every week.
He's Tom Brew from Sports Illustrated Indiana. Go online. It's free. It's a site you absolutely cannot pass up. You'll get smarter. It's not easy to do, but you'll get smarter if you go to this website. Tom, thank you so much. I'll look forward to talking to you a lot through the basketball season.
Thanks, Bob. Good to be back.
Thank you. Coming up, we're going to talk some football. IU, Purdue, Notre Dame, as you heard, still battling it out with Clemson. That plus talk some high school football. I'm glad you were with us last night for the sectional championships. Paul Condrey and I will recap that later on tonight, and he will look ahead to the regional matchups coming up Friday night. Top of the hour scoreboard update coming up soon. This is Indiana Sports Talk.